Rabbi Ben Zion Tzan.
Pasuk in Parshas Bo. Vayema Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron b'aretz Mitzrayim lemor. Shmuel speaks to Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim. Chodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. This Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodashim is the first of all the months. Rishon hu lachem l'chodshi hashana. It's the number one month of the month of the year. So the Rishonim struggle with the following difficulty. As Machloikas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. B'nissan Nivra Olam, Rabbi Yeshua holds B'nissan Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Lezer holds B'tishri Nivra Olam. So Bishleima, if B'nissan Nivra Olam, so when is the first month of the year? Nisan is the first month of the year. That's then the Pasuk has a pshat. Rishon hu lachem l'chodshi hashana. Nisan is number one month of the year, the first month of the year. However, Lefi Rabbi Lezer, who holds that B'tishri Nivra Olam, so why is it that Chodesh Nisan is Rishon hu lachem l'chodshi hashana? Surely Chodesh Tishri is Rishon l'chodshi hashana. So the Rashbam points out, he points this out, and he says the pasuk l'chayr only has a pshat l'fi Rabbi Yeshua, who says b'nissan nivra olam. However, if b'tishri nivra olam, the pasuk l'chayr very shver. As is what the Rashbam comes the Ramban and he says a meridik azach. He says no, b'emerson b'tishri nivra olam. This pasuk has a pshat even if b'tishri nivra olam. What the pasuk is telling us is, Rishon hu lachem l'chodshi hashana, we count the months from Chodesh Nisan. The year Rosh Hashanah is Tishri, but we count the months from Chodesh Nisan. Why is that? Zogdazay. We want to always remember Geulas Mitzrayim. We always want to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the Geula. Chodesh Iyah is a month after the Geula, 2 months after the Geula. Chodesh Sivan, the third month after the Geula, and so on. So we count the Chadoshim light Nisan, according to Nisan, because Nisan is the Chodesh of Geulas Mitzrayim. Our Moyne the Chadoshim, we count the Chadoshim to Geulas Mitzrayim. So says the Ramban, and he adds another point. He says, just like we know, this is the shit of the Ramban, a famous Ramban in Parshas Yisroi. Is a mitzvah of Zochar Yisim HaShabbos Lekadshei. The Ramban says that mitzvah of Zochar Yisim HaShabbos Lekadshei is mechayev that every day of the week a person has to count that day towards Shabbos. And when we say Hayom Yom Rishon BaShabbos Shaboy HaElvim Ayim Misamidosh Hayom Yom Rishon BaShabbos, that's a kiyum mitzvah of Zochar Yisim HaShabbos Lekadshei. We count the days of the week towards Shabbos. On Sunday we say Hayom Yom Rishon BaShabbos, on Monday we say Hayom Yom Sheni BaShabbos, and so on. He says similarly in the Chadashim it's the same. There's the same concept. We count. There's a mitzvah saseh to count the Chadashim to Nisan, which was supposed to remind us of Geulas Mitzrayim. One counts Chodesh Nisan as the Chodesh Arishon, Chodesh Iyah as Chodesh Hasheni, and that's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh to count the months in that way. And the Ramban explains, why is it that nowadays we call the months Nisan, Iyah, and Sivan, and so on? L'chayra, surely if there's a mitzvah saseh to count the months to Nisan, we should be counting Chodesh Rishon and Chodesh Sheni. Why have we gone and changed the names? And surely it's a mitzvah deraisa to count the names, to count the months to Geulas Mitzrayim. So explains the Ramban, he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, I don't have the Ramban in front of me, that he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah which says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah that after you come out of Golas Bavel, then you'll remember the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Geula from Bavel, and not from the Geula from Mitzrayim. Therefore he says, the Shemos of the Chadashim, Nisan, Iyah, Sivan, are Shemos Parsiim, Shemos which they used in the area of Shushan, Paras, Persian names these names are. And they remind us that we were in Golas Paras, and the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out from there. So the underlying concept over here is that we count the Chadashim in such a way that reminds us of the Geulois which the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Golas. Calls the man Geulas Mitzrayim was at the forefront of our minds, we count it to Geulas Mitzrayim. And therefore we count Nisan Chodesh Rishon, because that's the first Chodesh of the Geula, and then Iyah Chodesh Hasheni. However, after we come out of Geulas Bavel, then we count, we call the Chadashim by the names of Shemus Paras in order to remind us of the Geula from Geulas Bavel.
Yes, you should count both. So when you see
Megillah, excellent. Yeah. So some the Abba Benel says that the Ramban doesn't mean to say that we should only call it Chodesh Nisan. What he means to say is that we should call it both, and he brings a raya from Megillas Esther. Yeah. However, there's other psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, which seemingly don't make any mention of the chodesh, the minion of number one chodesh, number two. It just says over there, Iyah, Sivan, and Tammuz, and the Achronim discuss this problem, how that fits with the shit of the Barbanel. That's a very good question. Yeah. So, many Achronim take this mitzvah saseh of the Ramban a stage further, and they say that when the Ramban says that one must count the months to Nisan, it doesn't just mean that we have to count the months to Nisan, we have to count the Chodshei Alavona. And if somebody counts the Chodshei Achama, January, February, March, he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rishen Hu Lachem, Chodshei Hashana. The Torah wants us to count the months as Nisan being the first month, and Iyar being the second month. It's famous that that was the Chasam Sofer's Shitta, and many other Achronim also understood that way.
One shouldn't write the month as a number.
Yeah,
one writes a date.
Yeah, yeah.
The date should not write the month as a number.
No, they seem to understand that one shouldn't even write January, February, March. No, because of this Ramban. So the Michas Chinuch comes along, and he says that this time, he says he doesn't understand what...
The Sofer says that it refers to numbering the Geshem.
Numbering the Geshem months?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so the Michas Chinuch says he doesn't understand. In this Ramban, we don't see anywhere an Indian of not to count the Chodshei Achama, not to count the solar months. All the Ramban is saying is, the way one counts the Chodshei Alavona is by putting Nisan the first, and Iyar the second, and not by putting Tishri the first, and the Cheshvan the second. But to go along and count the solar months, which is a whole different system, that's not a problem at all. Azoizok the Michas Chinuch. So the question is, these Achronim who took on that there is some type of Issa to count the Goyish months, so it's suggesting that maybe it's because it's the names of the Avodah Zarah, but it seems to be that in Yaakov, in Megillah, seem to say that you shouldn't count the Chodshei Achama, or you shouldn't even use their names, because that's going to be a bittul on the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. So where does that come from? Where do we see in the Pasuk? So we see that one has to count the months according to Nisan, that Nisan is the first and Iyar is the second, but where do we see that one can't count the solar months? So there's a Mechilta. Mechilta brings two miyutim. Mechilta is a medrash, and it says twice in the pasuk Lachem. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rish Chodashim, Rishenu Lachem Chodshei Hashana. The Torah says twice Lachem. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem and Rishenu Lachem. Says the Mechilta, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's your, the chodesh is for you. Zot the mechilta v'loy la'akum, not for goyim. Goyim aren't moina these months. Rishon ulachem, says the mechilta v'loy adam rishon. Adam rishon wasn't moina these months. And then the mechilta finishes off and says nimsinu lemedim. We learn from this drasha that the yidden are moina lechodshei halavana, and the goyim are moina lechodshei achama. So we see in this Mechilta that the Mechilta understood that in this pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the Torah is telling us something else. The Torah is telling us two things. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the lunar months, the months which are directed by the moon, Lachem, are for the Yidden and not for the Goyim. And then the Torah says something else. Rishenu Lachem, and from those lunar months, one puts Nisan the first. Rishenu Lachem, Chodshei Hashana, Nisan is the first of those lunar months. But there is a din of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, which tells us that the Yidden are moina to Chodshei Alavana, and the Goyim are moina to Chodshei Achama. So therefore, l'chur, those Achronim understood that there's an Issa of being moina the Chodshei Achama, l'chur, them occurs in this Mechilta, which says that Nimtzinu Lemeidim, we learn from this Pasuk, that the Goyim are moina to Chodshei Achama, and Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, this Chodesh, the Chodesh which is totally on the Moilet Alavana, the Chodesh which is totally on the moon, that Chodesh is Lachem, that Chodesh is for you, that Chodesh is for the Eden. So now the Mechilta says, Rishon hu Lachem Chodshei Hashana, says the Mechilta, Lachem v'loy Adam Rishon. Interesting Mechilta. He says, Lachem v'loy Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon wasn't Moina these months. So normally we understand what the Mechilta means to say is that Adam Rishon wasn't Moina the Chodshei Alavana. Adam Rishon's calendar worked according to the solar months and not according to the lunar months. So one understands the Mechilta normally. Frek the Heilige Zayis Ranon, which is the Mogen Avram, he asked the following question. He says that there's a Yalkut in Bereshis, which says over there that Zeh Sefer, the Yalkut Darshan says in the Pasuk, Zeh Sefer Tildus HaAdam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'abes HaShonim, and after Adam HaRishon came around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moisa, the Ibu HaShonim to Adam HaRishon. And the Mechil to carries on, Adam HaRishon gave over to Sheis, and Sheis gave over to Chanoich, and Chanoich Chanoich to Mr. Shelach, and Mr. Shelach to Noach, and Noach to Avram, and Avram to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and Yosef, as they state in Yalkut. So the Yalkut is quite clear that Adam HaRishon was Ma'ab HaShonim. Now, if Adam HaRishon was Ma'ab HaShonim, that means he counted the lunar, he had the lunar calendar, right? And the whole point of being Ma'ab HaShonim is to align the solar year with the lunar year, in order that the lunar year shouldn't fall behind, right? So if Adam HaRishon was Ma'ab HaShonim, he was Moina, the Chodesh HaLevana. He wasn't Moina the Chodesh HaChama. That's a steerer to this Mechilta over here, which says that Achodesh is Elochem, Lochem v'loy Adam HaRishon. The Adam HaRishon wasn't Moina these Chadoshim. So explains the Zayis Ran on the Merid Gezach. He says as Adam HaRishon was Takim Moina the Chodesh HaLevana as well. But when the Mechilta says that Adam HaRishon wasn't Moina the same Chadoshim as us, what the Mechilta means is he didn't start counting the lunar months from Nisan. Because Nisan wasn't the first month of Bris Olam, was in Tishri. So Adam HaRishon's system was that Tishri is the first month of the year, and Cheshvan is the second. What changed is, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, from now on there's a mitzvah to be Moina, the Chodesh HaLevana, according to Nisan. So what changed is that Nisan became the first month of the year. So there's two different concepts which the Mechilta is discussing. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, says the Mechilta, v'loy la'akum. The lunar months are for the Yidden. The Chodesh HaChama, the solar months, are for the Goyim. Number one. Rishon hu lachem, says the Mechilta, v'loy Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon wasn't Moina, the lunar months, according to this system of putting Chodesh Nisan the first month. In Adam HaRishon's system, he worked according to Bris Olam. Right, Bris Olam was in Chodesh Tishri. So by him, the first month of the year was Tishri. And that's where Adam HaRishon's minion differed from ours. Now, there's an interesting shaila which the Achronim ask. The Achronim ask the following question. It seems in the Yalkut, which we just mentioned before, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the koyach to be ma'abed Hashanim to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon passed it on to Sheis, and so on and so forth, and that stayed with the Yidden, it's really a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that stayed with the Yidden until they were in Mitzrayim. It got lost at some point after Yosef and the Shvatim were Nifta, that's when it got lost. And was reinstated when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it back to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, that's when it was reinstated, the Koyach to be Ma'abed HaShonim by the Klal Yisrael. But previously in history, There was a long tkufa when the Ibu HaShonim was in human hands, and the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't count it. There seems to be a psikta, which is a steerer to this. The psikta says, the psikta says that from the day of Bris Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam kept the cheshbon of the chadoshim and of the shonim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was ma'abed the shonim, and he was mekadosh the chadoshim. Until Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the koyach of Kiddush HaChadoshim, and Ibu HaShonim, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over to Moshe and Aaron. So the Achronim asked, the Radal, David Luria, he asked the question that seems to be a steer. That on one hand, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that the koyach of Kiddush HaChadoshim, Ibu HaShonim, was given over to Adam HaRishon. And on the other hand, there seems to be another Medrash which says, no, that all that started only with Moshe and Aaron. Until then, the Cheshbon was Biyad HaKadosh Baruch. Now, in Kiddush HaChodesh, which is this mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a fascinating thing. There's a famous Yerushalmi which says that we know there's a halacha that a basketball shonim, a girl who's less than 3 years old, if she's nevelas to a goy, for example, she doesn't become posel menakuhuna, because the metzius of a guf is such that it reproduces the psulim, and therefore the beer doesn't pasela. Says the Yerushalmi, if the chachamim are going to be ma'abed shana, then if even if she was nevelas in that chodesh of the ibu, in that extra chodesh she was nevelas in Adar Sheni, then her besulim will come back. It means that the Ribbono Shelolam in the midst of Ibar Shonim gave Klal Yisrael not just a jurisdiction on the Shonim, but it actually changes the mitzvahs of the world. Another very, very interesting thing that the Poskim discuss, that we know that certain treifas, which one needs to check. We've got a sofek. We have a sofek whether an ari, a lion, attacked a shoyer. So what we do is we wait for 12 months, and if it lives through those 12 months, then it's a raya that it's not a treifa, because a treifa can't live for more than 12 months. Now what happens is during those 12 months, the chachomim of Abed Shana. What does one say now? Is it enough if it lives 12 months? Or do we say, no, it's lived for 12 months, but hasn't lived a year. And a treifa can live up to less than a year. Right? So just because he's lived for 12 months, it's not a raya that he's not a treifa.
It says 12 months, doesn't say yeah.
It says Yud Beis Chadashim. That's correct.
But the mitzvah, it says 13 years. So some years are 13 months, some years are 12 months. You don't say mitzvah boys are 4 months early because all those are 12
That's correct. Yeah, this
it says months, so it says years.
Right, so this point is mentioned. I don't know what the teretz is, but there are more in Teretz Chatov, Paskins, Alocha Lemaisa, that if the Chachomim on Abba the Shana, then the Shoyer is going to have to live for an extra month. Because the mitzvahs of the world will change according to the way Klal Yisrael or Kevea the Shonim, the way the Chazal or Kevea the calendar months, it will change the mitzvahs of the world.
Korban Pesach works out the other way around.
Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Why? How old is?
It can't be more than a year.
Right. That's another good example.
By your side, it's 12 months.
It's 12 months. It's not a year. Yeah.
So it's 12 months. Right.
Yeah, this Taina is mentioned in the Poskim. It is brought up, this Taina. I think in the place he speaks about that Taina. So, and there's another very interesting thing, that by an Isha who has a Veses, who's Roya Dam every Chodesh. So it follows the lunar calendar. And Isha can have a Veses which is on Tezvav Nisan, Tezvav Iyar. She always sees on Yom Tezvav L'Chodesh. So the Ra'or says that one doesn't count the month according to our calendar. One has to see how many days you are after the Moilad Alavona. One has to go and look at the Moilad Alavona and work out how many days you are after that. And that's the day of this Isha's Veses. However, the Rashba disagrees. He says, no. Once Chazal Kiveh the Chadoshim, then the Yom Tezvav of the Chodesh is going to be according to the month, according to the date which Chazal Kiveh is Tezvav L'Chodesh. And the Isha's Dam will conform. It will conform to the Seder, it will conform to the calendar which the Chazal and the Chachomim have created for that month. And if she's going to see a Yom Tezvav L'Chodesh, then even though it can be one month, it can be 16 days after the Moilad. And the next day it can be 15 days after the Moilad. But still, it will always come Yom Tezvav L'Chodesh, because when Chazal or Kiveh the Chadoshim, it actually changes the mitzvahs of the Bria. There's a Merdik interesting Maisa. There's a famous machlokes between the Mechaba and the Ramah about a certain tarfus of the lung. If the lung has some type of infection and there's pus which sticks the lung to the inner wall of the behema, there's some machlokes Mechaba and the Ramah over there if it's a treifa. Now, in Mechaba holds it's not a treifa, the Ramah holds it is a treifa. Now, Rav Kehillus in Europe were always knowing like the Ramah, and they were knowing that it's a treifa. However, the Shagasaria, after learning the Sugya and all the Rishonim, he came out that the Halach is like the Mechaba, and one could be Mekel on this tarfus of the lung. One could be Mekel on this tarfus of it's called Reya Srucha Ledoifen, that's what it's called in tarfus sticker terminology. One can be makel on this tarfus of Reas Ruchel Adayfin, as the Shagasaya is Kekumen. And the Shagasaya at that point in time was the Rav in Velozhin. Before Reb Chaim Velozhiner, Reb Chaim Velozhiner was actually a Talmud of his in Velozhin. And the Shagasaya in Velozhin was noig to Paskin Leheta for this tarfus of Reas Ruchel Adayfin. Now, actually, when Reb Chaim Velozhiner took the Rabbonas, he wasn't very happy to pass in Leheta on the Reas Ruch Ledeifen, but he felt because the Shagas Arya was his Rebbe, and he was the Morad Asra, so he had to follow the Psak of his Rebbe, the Shagas Arya. But he said during his lifetime that when he's, before he's Nifta, and his son Reb Itzel the Lajna will take over the Rabbonis, he's going to direct him to Paskin on a Reas Ruch Ledeifen. He's going to tell him to Paskin L'chumer like the Psak of the Ramah. He felt that he couldn't Paskin any different. And the Maisa, what happened was, a very interesting thing, what happened was, he never told Reb Itzel anything about it. And therefore, Reb Itzel didn't want to Paskin at all on a Reas Ruch Ledeifen. And when such a Shaila came to him, he wouldn't say not Asa and not Muta. He didn't want to say Asa because his father never told him to Paskin differently than the way he Paskined. And he didn't want to say Muta because he didn't want to Paskin against the Ramah. And it caused a big upheaval in Velozhin at some point in time that Reb Itzel didn't want to be Matarit. Okay, but at some point in history, I don't know exactly when this story took place, but at some point in history there was a Yid who lived in Velozhin, who was planning to move out of Velozhin. He suffered from some lung ailment, and he wanted to move to Velozhin to Schweiz, so for the good air. So on the night before he was going to leave, his father appeared to him in a dream, and he told him, you know, you're suffering from the condition which is Rei Hasrucha L'Doifen. If in Velozhin, that condition is not a treifa, because the Shagas Arya paskened over here Laheta. However, if you're going to leave Velozhin, then you're putting yourself into Sakonas Nefashis. It says you're best off staying in Velozhin, because over here your gezunt is guaranteed. Once you leave Velozhin, who knows? So Meri D'Gazach, the way the Chachomim paskened, the way the Rabbanim paskened, it actually changes the mitzvahs of the world. There's a
black kosher in there.
Sorry.
Anyway,
the Shagasari Paskin deals mutter, it's glad kosher. So there's a very interesting zach that the Gemara in Chulin says a story. Reb Pinchas ben Yoy was on the way to be to do Pidyon Shvuyim, and he arrived at the river Ginoy, and he said to the river Ginoy, Chalik li Ginoy, I'm going to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Anyway, they had a little bit of discussion about this, the Sorish Al Yam, together with Reb Pinchas ben Yoy, and at the end of the day, Ginoy gave way, and Reb Pinchas ben Yoy went through the river. So the Rechaim HaKadosh in Parashas B'Shalach wants to understand, he says that by Kriyas Yamsuf, we find Chazal tell us, Vayoshav Hayom Lifnei Zbui Kele Yisonoi. Saying Chazal, Melamed Shehisnag Shpochu Tznai B'Maisa Bereshis. The Rebbe Shalom made the Tznai in Maisa Bereshis that the Yam has to split. So we don't find the Tznai in the Ginoi, that the Ginoi has to split. So how did Reb Pinchas ben Yoy pull it off? How did he split the Ginoi if there was no Tznai in Maisa, in the Ginoi? So he says, Amorid Kiyisoy, he says like this, Kriyas Yamsuf was before Matan Torah. However, after Matan Torah, everything changed. Hayoyis, the whole Bria Sa'olam, is Litzoyer for the Kiyum HaTorah VaMitzvahs. Nothing in the Teva can stand in the way of somebody who wants to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. Reb Pinchas ben Yoy goes to the river Ginoy, and he's going to be paid the Shvuyim, and he says, Chalek li Ginoy, he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yam that the Yam should split, when he lifted up the stick and he said the Yam should split, well, the Yam tainted to him, Ani nivreisi b'yom shlishi, I was created on the third day of Bria's Olam, v'atah, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you were created in Yom Shishi, so therefore I don't have to give way for you. That's what the Yam said. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, but after Matan Torah, that time is not applicable. Because why is the Yam created? Why is the river Ginoy created? The river Ginoy is created b'shvil Torah shenikarashis. The whole Bria Shemayim V'aretz is l'tzorich, the Kiyum HaTorah V'amitzvahs. And everything in the world, every object, and every item in the world is a prop. It's a prop for the Kiyum of the Torah and the mitzvahs. So therefore, Ginoy, when Reb Pinchas ben Yoy is on the way to be paid the Shavuim, and Ginoy is in the way, all Reb Pinchas ben Yoy has got to do, Chalek li Ginoy, and he goes through. Because the Bria is Meshuvah to the Kiyum HaTorah V'amitzvahs. As I zokt, there was a ma'aseh back with the Rameh Simcha. At some point in Reb Leizer Plachinsky said this ma'aseh. Reb Leizer Plachinsky was born in Dvinsk, and he still saw Rameh Simcha. said when he was young, they used to say the following story about Rav Meir Simcha. There's some river which goes through Dvinsk, and at some point in the winter, the river was starting to swell, and it was threatening to flood the whole town of Dvinsk. And the Poritz, or the mayor of Dvinsk, sent a message to Rav Meir Simcha that if the Jews don't sort out this problem, all the Jews are out of Dvinsk. That's what that was the message which he sent. So Rav Meir Simcha went to the bridge and stood on the bridge over the river, and he said, "Sorry, Shalyam, I command you to go back to your place." And Kachava, the Yam slowly drained back into its natural banks, and the flow continued normally. So after Matan Torah, when somebody who's Loma Torah, Omar Bat Torah, is in total control of the Metzias. Therefore, by Kriyas Yamsuf, one needed a Tznai in Ma'aseh Bereishis, a tremendous amount of Koyach HaNes, in order to change the Metzias of the Yam. However, after Matan Torah, we find Kama Gemaras that Rabbah was Mechayim Esim, no, Rabbah was Mechayim Esim and Reb Zera. And there's Kama Gemaras of Amiroim who killed people with looking at them. Kama Nisim, which they did, and it was all B'Koyach HaTorah. All that is only possible after Matan Torah. So therefore one can suggest like this. We asked a question before that there seems to be a steer in the Medrashim. On one hand, the Medrash says, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, that Adam HaRishon was given over the Koyach to be Ma'abed HaShonim. And he gave that over to etc., to Noach, and eventually to Avram, and eventually to Yankov, etc. On the other hand, the other Medrash seems to suggest that the Cheshbon of the Iba HaShonim and the Kiddush HaKadoshim was Biyad, the Ribbono Shel Olam, until Moshe and Aaron came around. So the Teretz is like this. Adam HaRishon, he didn't create the Iba HaShonim. If Adam HaRishon would get it wrong, for example, then his Cheshbon was wrong, and the Metzias of the world will follow the correct Metzias, the Cheshbon which the Ribbono Shel Olam has. No, Adam HaRishon, the Ribbono Shel Olam let him into the Soid HaIbu. And he could make the cheshbonos and work out for himself when the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Ma'abed HaShana and when the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Mekadosh D'Chodesh. But he himself didn't have a koyach to be Mekadosh D'Chodesh. The Gemara says that, let's say, when Edom come and say that they saw the new moon, if those Edom are saying Sheker, and the Bezdin are not aware of it, and they paskin Mekadosh HaChodesh, then it's Chal V'Kiddush HaChodesh. And not just it's going to be Chal V'Kiddush HaChodesh, but those treifas are going to live longer. And those girls are going to get their psulim back. Right? Why? Because there's Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Kiddush HaChodesh follows certain halachas. And even if the dayanim were totally mistaken. Because the koyach of Kiddush HaChodesh, the koyach to create the zmanim, is given over to Klal Yisrael, is given over to the Chachomim, to be Koveya. Adam HaRishon, even though he knew the soid of Ibu HaShonim VaHadoshim, he was aware of it, he knew the soid, but he didn't actually create them. If Adam HaRishon would have made the incorrect cheshbon of when the Chodesh is supposed to start, or when the Shana is supposed to be Mubaris, then that wouldn't have changed the Metzias of the world. The Metzias of the world would have stayed the way it is, and Adam HaRishon's cheshbon would have been false. However, and that means that the Iker Cheshbon was Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just Adam HaRishon was privy to all the details of that Cheshbon, and how one comes to that Cheshbon, and how one determines whether that month is a Chodesh or Ibu, or that Shana is a Shana Mubaris. However, he himself didn't create the Ibu HaShanim and the Kiddush HaKadoshim. And therefore, says the Mechilta, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodoshim, Adam HaRishon didn't count this minion. Adam HaRishon also counted the Chodesh HaLevana. But his Chodesh HaLevana he deduced how the Ribbono Shel Olam would be Mechashben, the Chodeshim and the Shonim. However, Klalis, when Chodesh HaZeh Lachem Reish Chodeshim, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the Chodesh to us and puts it in our jurisdiction, we decide when the Chodeshim start. The Yalkut brings later on that there was Reb Chiya was on a Svina in a Yam, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And he saw a day before, he saw on Yom Choftes of the Chodesh, he saw the Levana was too big. And he said to the Levana, he took off of its rares, and he was Zorikya at the Levana, and he said, Lemocha anachnu roitzim nekadesh ha'yischa. And Miyad, says the Medrash, it was Nivla b'mkoymeh, the Levana became smaller. Medrash says, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem." You're in charge of the Chodesh, and the Chodesh is not in charge of you. As they state in the Medrash. That only began after this parash of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. That was what was Nischadesh over here with the parash of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Now, why is all this necessary for Yetzias Mitzrayim? Seems to be seemingly a random mitzvah to introduce the whole parash of Korban Pesach with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rish Chodoshim, Klal Yisrael Makadosh Lechodoshim, and then the next pasuk is Dabrel Kol Adas Yisrael Leimoy, but also HaChodesh HaZeh Korban Pesach. That's the next pasuk. Now, how does Kiddush HaChodesh enter the whole Mareches of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is this important for us now? So, the Rishonim explain the following Yisoid. They say that the Mitzrayim were Oved, their Avodah Zorah was a tleh, sheep. Now, says the Ramban, they weren't Shaitim. They weren't worshipping a sheep. Anyone with a little bit of seichel, or even less than that, knows that a sheep did not create the world. They weren't so stupid. What they were trying to do is that there's a mareches of yud beis mazalis, which these are powerful spiritual forces, which the Ribbono Shel Olam is manik the bria with. The avodah zarah is what harnesses, and those spiritual forces and manipulates them to work for one's own good. There's a mazel called mazel tleh. Mazel tleh is sholet during Chodesh Nisan. So if one worships a tleh, then one, I'm not trying to give anyone ideas, Chazal Shalom. This is just how the Ramban explains how the mechanics of Avodah Zarah worked. If one worships a tleh, one would say chamfetzich to mazel tleh, and he's flattered mazel tleh in a certain way, and he's manipulated it, and he can direct that mazel to work for his own good. That's the basic theory of how Avodah Zarah works. So the Mitzrayim were over Mazel Tleh. So Chodesh Nisan for them was a very in Chodesh Nisan their koyach was very, very strong. The most difficult month to defeat the Mitzrayim is in Chodesh Nisan, because they're over the Mazel Tleh, and Mazel Tleh is the supreme Mazel in Chodesh Nisan. To be able to defeat Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan is a meridika zach. Taking a tleh and shechting it as a korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam in Mitzrayim is in effect going against the whole koyach of Mitzrayim, says the Ramban. One shechts the tleh in Mitzrayim, one uses that as a korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam, one has taken the mazel tleh and demoted it. Now, the koyach of mazel tleh is from the chiddush halavana. When the month of Nisan rolls around, then the mazel tleh, he's the supreme mazel, he's the strong mazel, and that mazel can, if it's used properly, if it's directed properly, it can be used to the benefit of the one who worships it. Says the Ramban, but. Once Klal Yisrael have the jurisdiction on Kiddush HaChadoshim, effectively what's happened is that the whole Mareches HaMazolos are now under Klal Yisrael's jurisdiction. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Klal Yisrael determine when Mazel Tleh goes into effect. They are now above Mazel Tleh. Mazel Tleh has no shlita over them. When the Mazolos are connected, the Yud-based Mazolos, and they're connected to the Chadoshim. Tishri is Mazel Maznaim, Nisan is Mazel Tleh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chadoshim over to Klal Yisrael to be Kaveh, effectively what he's doing is he's putting Klal Yisrael above the Mareches of Mazolos. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, you now direct the Mazolos, and therefore from now onwards, the Mazolos have no koyach over the Yidin. The Goin says in Megillas Esther, Merid Gezach, he says, Hippul Pur Hu HaGoril Lifnei Homam. It says, Haman made a pur, Haman made a girl. When will be the correct time to be able to, when will be his mom sugal, Ace Rotson, to be able to kill the Eden? So he says, what do you mean, Hippopur hu a girl, lifnei Haman? Haman made the girl, what does it mean, lifnei Haman? See, he says, no, Klal Yisrael are not mshubut to the mazolas. One can't, there's no chodesh which is better for you to kill the Eden than any other chodesh. Lifnei Haman. Haman was trying to work out when is the best time for him. Hippul Pur Hu Agur Lifnei Haman is trying to work out when it's the best time for him in order to wipe out the Eden. So we've said that the Torah is above the Metzias, and the Torah can, and the Metzias has to conform to the Torah. And when someone is going to do the Ratzon Hashem, Reb Pinchas ben Yoah hits the Ginoi, he can command the Ginoi to split. When Klal Yisrael akivya the Chadoshim and the Shanim according to a certain way, then the Treifos and these girls with their Besulim, the Besulim will return. The Metzias will align itself to the way the Chazal akivya the Chadoshim and the Shanim. And similarly, the Rabbeinu Yoni says in Shari Tshuva that V'yazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to those people Hashein Yad Tiva Maseges. Somebody who doesn't have the keichas hanefesh to have proper true avas Hashem yirish amayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him. What does it mean the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him? By mere fact that the Torah says that one a yid must have avas Hashem, that in itself creates the metzius that a person yes can come to that, because even if b'teba he doesn't have that, but the Torah will create a new metzius for him, and the Torah will give him the keich to be able to have avas Hashem yirish Hashem. I wish you a kosher on Pesach.
Right.
Maybe I'm